On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we talk about Carlos Rodon's no-hitter, almost perfect game. We discuss the Red Sox red-hot start. Talk about the Twins and Astros losing five in a row. And talk about the Cubs struggling and the Mets finally putting some wins together. But first, without further ado, let's get it going.
Hey, such a dick. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden. I'm joined by three co-hosts. Fuck Josh and the other. Fuck the Cubs offense. I guess we'll start with the no-hitter. So, obviously, I'll go first. I'm a little pissed off that he gave up the perfect game. Not gonna lie. Shit. Alright, and, but I'm pretty satisfied because I didn't expect him to be this good. And he has emerged as a damn good pitcher this year. I think he's only allowed 2 hits this year and 16 innings pitched. No, 14. So only allowed 2 hits. So he looks a lot better, and he's been through a lot. Had 2 surgeries, 3rd overall pick, and was non-tendered this past offseason. So that's what I gotta say. Congrats to Carlos.
We didn't hear this for the Alec Mills no hitter. Well, no, in the group chat, you were still like, F Alec Mills.
What? No, it wasn't.
What's it off to say? We started this podcast in October of last year.
Yeah, it was during the playoffs. I don't know what Alec Mills. See, this is what happens.
This is what happens when Jaime doesn't show his mouth. Yes, I can agree to that.
Yeah, we all can.
Can you actually talk about Rodon, please?
Yeah, Rodon has an interesting career ERA of 4.10 career Jesus. ERA, and a FIP of was the Jesus mic or Christ. What?
I mean, he was throwing 91 2 years ago. He's throwing 95 now. It's a different.
Do you take lessons from what's his name, okay. Giolito or La Russa?
Giolito's old
La Russa drives.
Okay, that's cool and all.
He drives at 95. He drives at 95.
What? And that was good.
Point Reddit part. Type stuff. Congrats to run Anthony Rendon for the no hitter. Congrats to him. I hate the White Sox, but it's cool. That's like the second no-hitter in, what, 5 days? So, impressive. At this rate, we'll get like 20 no-hitters this year.
And both of them didn't have a perfect.
Wow, what an interesting fact.
You're an interesting.
Agreed. Okay, that's all to say. Prediction, Madison Bumgarner will get a no-hitter, then ball off a cliff again.
Whatever. Okay.
I really don't give a fuck.
Next. Let's see, you're a cunt.
Hell you talking?
What did you say about the Cubs and him? So,
he's talking about me.
About yeah, the we Cubs were interested in January getting or like, but we went to a showcase shit in like January, at the end of January. Or the beginning of February. One of the fucking two.
Is Carlos Rendon good at hitting? Because the Cubs need that.
You aren't insane, is this? I mean, the D-back.
By the way, the Cubs needed Tony Walters for assignment, so he only played like 1 game.
Yes, I'm aware of my team's news.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know.
I literally fucking post.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I saw
I sent triple. I sent triple skulls to Mason.
Okay, why are we talking about this? We're talking about a fucking no-hitter from a guy who had two fucking surgeries, and we talk about the Cubs.
Let's talk about the White Sox.
Okay, say something about the no-hitter. Actually, I guess we should mention Abreu's little...
tore his ACL.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of first basemen who would have done that.
Hey, God, let me turn my ACL for a base. Oh, my God.
Josh Naylor's a little...
He had the fucking...
Josh Naylor's a little bitch.
How would he do?
He saw what he... Did you see what he did? He, like, dived in, and he's, like, running as fast as he could. Instead of, like, you're not coming back in that situation either way. You get, like, oh, you score... Even if you score two runs, you might not come back. It's 8-0.
Well, he's trying to break up the fucking perfect game. What the fuck?
Well, then don't... Okay, let me say it like this. Your team fucking sucks. Don't even try. Like, just accept it. Maybe request
that
a
doesn't
trade
mean...
or something.
The point of that was to break up the fucking perfect game. Or no
okay,
hair,
well,
whatever
does he have, like,
it.
Some class?
Well,
dick move.
Who's not going to do that?
Mason,
situation?
The type of...
Yeah, but seriously...
Mason, would you bunt to break up a perfect game?
But it's like the ninth inning. But it's the ninth inning and you're down like 8-0. What's the point? You guys have a full chance to come back.
It's literally... I don't care. A dick move is a dick move.
Alright, well, I mean... Great play by Abreu, Dwayne Wise-esque, not...
God dang it.
That was...
So not sure if he's being serious or sarcastic.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Abreu.
About what?
Okay.
This is a good play. You want to say it's not a good play? What do you... See, dude, this is why... We just have Jaime on here to piss up.
If you think I'm good at this on the podcast, you just see me in real life.
We
everyone calm down. I called right, Mason a certain cartoon character.
No! Okay,
the Cubs, let's go to the Chicago team.
Congrats to the Rendon. Rodon.
Roadkill, there you go. Has Abreu broken his like cold streak? Because he's been sucking so far.
I have a question. It's
oh no, he's been terrible.
So did Rodon have Tommy John surgery in 2019? Right? Because I remember they were like, yeah, they were like he was like debating whether he would or not.
Yes.
And I guess he went with it.
Yeah, he had Tommy John. All right, so that's it with them. So I think the second biggest story of the week was the Red Sox. They
that was nine.
Straight.
Yeah, they had a doubleheader today.
Oh, yeah, fuck, it is nine. Jesus, Harold.
With the amazing doubleheader rules, only Rob Manfred loves them.
Oh, fuck. All right, so I think Evaldi looks really fucking good. From what I can tell, and JD's hitting the shit out of the ball. Endeavors looks amazing.
I feel like I'm going to say his name wrong again. Bogarts? Xander Bogarts.
Dude, how do you fuck?
Is it Beauregarts or Bogarts? Okay, calm down, Mason. I made fun of you. You'd be mad, though. So, Bogarts looks solid, too. Well, I'm playing on the show. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, like next week, we got to get the official MLB The Show 21 review from Mason.
MLB 21.
What are you talking about? I haven't even bought it yet. Okay.
Better get it so I can kick it.
Alright, so...
yeah, you'll just wimp out for me for another month.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, alright. Alright. Red Sox look good.
They look good. Just like your Yermin Mercedes, they'll slow down soon. Like Yermin Mercedes, I can agree.
They're racist ass bitches, like Harvey.
No, it's the Red Sox. All
right,
so
yeah, they're doing. You said that they're everyone's doing good right now.
They play the White Sox this weekend.
So I have a friend, Mason. Mason knows this guy. He's been effing bragging on Instagram how good the team is, and he called the Yankees terrible. So I was like, bruh. Yep, it's a Red Sox fan. Yeah, he's a Patriots fan too. So you know they are
like,
Mason.
Is it Zayden, Zayden. Like Alec? Zayden. That like virgin kid.
They're out of control.
That looks like a virgin. Yes.
Don't say that. He's gonna get mad virgin. At me when he hears this.
Virgin.
Oh. I think we're up type right, beat.
So good with the Red Sox. Good with the Red Sox. All right. I guess we can talk about the Yankees since you just brought them up. Kluber.
You mean walked in the hospital? I said this joke like 10 times, but I'm not wrong. Are you good, Mason?
Fucking dandelion.
I can barely hear him.
All right, so the Red Sox, the Red Sox look good. The Yankees look like shit. Judge had 2 homers.
Ryu did pretty good for the Blue Jays. Not gonna lie.
I was wrong about Tyone.
Tyone looked like
Guerrero.
Shit.
I just Guerrero looking face, solid.
So hopefully he can stop being a cunt.
I'll talk since right, I'm
so
a fan of the
Jaime
other
or
New
Carson,
York team.
Talk about the Yankees.
The little brothers.
Hold up. Okay, I'll be back. I need to switch it because my phone's not working. I'll join the podcast on the all computer. Right,
so,
I won't change my name. Calm down.
All right, so so, like, I don't know, like, what's happening. Okay. I'm not going to give a recap of, like, all the games, but, like, just some key things I've noticed. Like, I guess Judge looks good. He stacks. Like, doesn't he have, like, a couple homers or something? I know he has, like, a couple homers. Like, yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, he had 2
today. Unfortunately, Jameson Taillon, who was, like, probably masturbating on the field today or, like, whatever the fuck he's doing. I'm just kidding. Cut that out.
What?
What do you say?
I'm going to apologize.
No, I ain't cutting that out. Huh?
He looked like shit. And like just what? And then I'm pretty sure like that Dominic Marshall kid I was arguing with is like probably just having to make fun of the Mets because the Yankees are so boring to watch. Like right now. Right now they're boring, but it's not fair to judge them like this early in the season. It'll easily change. Like Wilson Ramos leads the league in homers. Things are going to change for sure.
They are better than the
as
Red
of now.
Sox, I think we
well,
can
if Tyone and Kluber keep playing like garbage, and yeah, you're right actually.
But they still have.
Did he come back like a month or two?
Is Voit gonna come back?
May.
Like, how long?
May.
I mean, when he's. When
I thought they're gonna start Mike Ford
right
over Jay Bruce.
Guys, they have Jay Bruce, so that's why they're losing. Mets legend Jay Bruce. He robbed the Mets financially, and then he came back to fucking kill them.
Man, what a savage!
That's actually kind of sad. I just shed a little tear.
All right. The Yankees look like a pile of shit. We're good with them so far. All right, I guess we can go Twins and Astros together.
Twins are in postseason form already. I'm surprised.
Touch on that. Then again, they've dealt, like, they sat Buxton today because he had a little hamstring tightness, I think. But he's played fucking great. Buxton and let's see. Lost 2 to the Mariners and then the 3 the last 2 days.
Byron Buxton's a new Jed Lowry.
You know, Maeda looked like shit today. Barrios looked like shit. Barrios has pitched good this year, though, so I expect him to be a Cy Young contender this year, actually. So, anybody want to talk about the Astros? I know Carson's a big fan.
Are people still banging trash cans? Is that still a thing? Didn't they get dumped on by, what's his name from the Tigers? Badu, the center fielder.
Yeah, they got their
by shit Tigers.
By the Tigers.
Still the best team in all of our AL West.
Yeah. The Angels lost 2-3 to Royals, too. So, I mean, I guess nobody.
Yeah, we're a bunch of casuals who say, trash can funny. Those jokes, as a casual myself, those jokes are good for the first month. What? Oh my gosh, it's on Twitter. It was on Twitter.
You know, the asterisk. You know, the asterisk.
Was it on Twitter?
Fucking.
Of course it was. Don't can you stop being on Twitter? Yeah. The second.
You're on Instagram 24/7, you old cunt.
I was in Mason in a voice call, I think, and the second I logged into Twitter, a robot took my brain. Well, what was left of it? What was left of it?
Not much.
That's what I just said.
So,
you didn't say that. You just said what's left of.
Exactly. So, I mean, that implies that there's a much.
All right. So, do you know the fucking.
No, account? I do not. Follow me at Old Man Slayer on Twitter.
Mason,
do you know was it by Shy Sox fan Mike, or whatever his name is?
God, it was Asterix Poor. It was a fucking shame for the Astros last year. Because he fucking posted some shit about electronic buzzer surgery because Altuve went on the AL or some bullshit. And I said I forgot to laugh, and then a bunch of people lit me up. So, yeah. Astros lost 5 straight. Twins lost 5 straight. I guess we'll finish up. Done with AL after this, but Otani should definitely be talked about.
I'm looking at Zayden's retweets right now.
How many are? Let's
see. Here's one by Zayden. Wilson Contreras is soft. Nobody's throwing at you, dude.
Yeah, fucking 7 times.
Okay. First of all, why are we're not doing this, huh? Don't fall for it. He's trying to start an argument, Mason. Do you want a short podcast? No. Okay, we're not doing this, Jaime. Talk about.
Didn't he just hit a double the other day? It was 120, wasn't it? 119. Okay, thanks for correcting me on that. Still, it was that's how fast it was. You can hear the. Let me guess.
Got another argument.
Let me guess.
Gary Sheffield Jr.
So yeah, the steroid Gary user.
Sheffield, obviously. Sure, yeah. And I got an argument with his son because he said Otani will easily win MVP if he's
healthy. Maybe.
And I said there's a guy named Mike Trout, and then he's just like, oh no, Otani's way more valuable if healthy.
Trout and Rendon. He's only the third best hitter on his fucking team.
Don't forget Albert Pujols.
He's just he's gonna be pitching and hitting. He's only pitched one game so far. He's just like he's gonna be pitching.
I think the thing you have to watch out for. I'm not sure if they're gonna pull some Strasburg rule on him, where they're gonna limit how much he pitches, something like that. If he stays healthy, he's MVP candidate. I would say top 10 if he stays healthy. But if he's 5, okay.
Top 5. No, but this guy said he'd win MVP. If he's healthy, he'll win MVP definitively. Not even in the race. He said he'll win MVP. Then I got, and I said, yeah, if there wasn't a guy named Mike Trout, and then he goes, he's going to be pitching and hitting. He's way more valuable or some bullshit. Just Trout's hitting is so much, what he brings in his. With his hitting is more valuable even with him time. So, all
right, just stop being on Twitter. You just you see it like people call me brain dead. Like, have you seen the people on Twitter?
Okay, fair.
Okay, pig shower.
Already been established.
Pig shower, I guess, or swine. Say? Whatever you call it.
Okay, fat ass. Okay, so Carson, don't be brief with this, please. There's no.
He's mad. Well, about the thing with Conforto, probably.
Oh well, Jonathan VR said "fuck you" and then he had walked off against them. And yeah, Jonathan VR, the guy who I was hating on, saying I kept yelling out, "He's bad at his job, DFA him." Because it's like so painful watching him. But anyways, I'm not gonna stretch this out. So they swept a doubleheader. Jonathan VR walk off first game. Second game, they shut them out. Dominic Smith and Brayden Nimmo have been just destroying the Phillies. And Phillies every day got really silent all of a sudden.
Nice.
And then the third game. And then the game today, David Pearson looked good, but Gene Segura broke up the no-hitter and hit a home run off him.
Former D-back.
And James McCann actually got a hit. He actually put the ball in the air. And yeah, Mets won like 5-1, which is good. But we'll lose tomorrow because Jacob DeGrom's pitching and the bullpen's gonna blow it for him.
Then P. Alonso's gonna forget how to hit.
Yeah.
All right, so you're good with the Mets. That's it. Probably. All right. Phillies took a step back, obviously. Okay, I think Acuna should probably be talked about. The Braves.
That effing division's been garbage.
We fucking play them on Friday, so whoop-de-doo.
You guys know Adam Duvall? He's, like, been fucking getting revenge on them. He had, like, 7 RBIs the other day against them.
I think we should talk about fucking Acuna. He's been pretty good.
If I remember correctly, I had Acuna top 3 MVP for my pick.
I was just looking at something, like he's been laying off pitches more, which is probably his biggest.
Like, what do you mean, like not striking out as much? You mean?
Wasn't that complete? So, like, some stat nerd, like for Fangraphs, he's getting said something about comparing his and Soto. What do you get when you take Acuna's hitting abilities and then give him
Soto is good at hitting and has the eye, so you just made Juan Soto that could just run faster and actually field better.
Yeah.
You got like a super Juan Soto now.
So he's played great.
You got a super Juan Soto now. That's what you got. Fine, I'll call him Super Juan.
God damn it. All right. Interesting in the Central today.
Wilson Contreras getting revenge on the Brewers because they're effing a-holes.
I want to say Corbin Burns is fantastic. All right, the Cubs. Go ahead, Mason.
We fucking suck.
Wait, do you know the Brewers fans' reactions after what Contreras did?
Yeah,
they either got salty or just stayed quiet. Actually,
I saw someone saying like, "Oh, he's a showboat. He deserved, and this is why he gets thrown at."
No, that's after a bra moment.
Like when they were doing the interview and they like mic'd him up after the game. So they reposted that on their story, and that's what they put. It seems like something Alec would do.
God Great, he should be the next Anthony Ferrella now.
Fucking know what Alec's already talking shit about him.
Because you sent me a you sent me a screenshot of like some cringy picture of him a while ago. Then you sent me a story, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna roast this kid.
Because Jaime keeps sending me that shit.
It's effing hilarious. Comedy gold.
It was one of him, like, him wearing a gaming headset with, like, some bad smile and, like, him giving a thumbs up.
Oh. Can we not talk about this anymore? He's gonna call my school on me, I swear to God.
God, now I'm gonna get sued.
I'm already getting sued by Koufax's family, so that's cool.
All right, so...
God damn it.
I guess we can't be biased, but...
2000th, like, game or something like that?
What was the milestone he had today?
He's a crybaby.
All right. That's all we can say about that.
Surprised he didn't call anyone racist.
And everybody in this thing hates Molina.
There's a reason why, but it's not like we hate him, just hate him.
I don't really hate him, so...
I'm not wrong. I mean,
okay, whatever. Mason hates him because he's a Cubs fan, which I don't blame him, but...
These voters must be racist.
All right, well, I guess since we're talking about Molina, I heard a stat that he's never caught 2,000 games behind the plate. He's never caught a no-hitter.
God damn it.
Interesting. All right, I guess the Dodgers are...
Some guy got his nachos splashed over him tonight, actually. It's like someone busted a yellow nut on
him. He was trying to catch the ball.
It was a Justin Turner home run. It, like, landed in his nachos.
Justin Turner, top four, third baseman.
Yeah, better than,
Justin Turner.
Better than,
top five for his baseman.
Better than Nolan Arenado.
Don't say that because the homophobic Cardinals fans will get mad.
Alright, so, let's see, what the fuck? Okay, so, Tatis is coming back.
He's coming back already? I thought he needed surgery. So.
Should be. What? No, Jaime, he's coming back.
I swear
back
to God, he's gonna, like, try to, like, gain, like, a big swing on the Dodgers and just break his, like, just tear his shoulder again.
Jake Lamb moment.
The MLB Instagram guy came back to life when he heard Tatis was coming back.
Alright, so
the MLB Instagram guy is like, oh sorry, you go first. Oh, that game was so bad. It was like that. The beginning was just horrible. So what actually I want to say is so far, Darvish is still doing solid, but not as good as he did last year. Mason predicted this, I'm pretty sure, that he wasn't going to do as good as he did before. But Snell, he's struggling really bad so far.
I thought Darvish was good the other day.
I said he's doing good, but like not as good as he did last year.
Well, yeah, obviously, Jaime. I don't think any of the top Cy Young contenders are going to do as good as last year, except DeGrom. All right.
God damn.
Jaime, last
Why?
Thing.
Why? Are we talking about this today? Fine. Fine, I'll just...
I said real... I mean, take...
Okay, I'll make this as long as possible. Just joking. Okay, so after we won the series against Reds, I was like, yeah, that's cool. Then I saw who was the pitch next game because we had to play the Athletics. It was like, oh, it's Bumgarner. I can't wait.
Jed Lowry homered off him, right?
It was one of the bullpen guys from the second game. Hold up. Let me pull up the games. Let me pull up. Where is this at? God dang it. Yeah, I can't find it. Okay, I'll just go briefly. Bumgarner looked good for like the first three innings, per usual. But then he just gives up a bunch of runs. And it's like, what the F, Bumgarner? all the dumb D-backs fans are trying to be like, wait, this guy kind of sucks, don't you think?
That's what Mets fans are doing with James McCann. I've actually realized that he's like not good.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, everyone's like, wait, this guy sucks. Maybe like, you serious? He was good. So actually, let me go through this briefly. That was the second game. Bumgarner did terrible. I think Matt Chapman took a dump over the team that game. So did Matt Olson. And Elvis Andrews did too, surprisingly, because Andrews has been effing horrible. That's it for the first game. Because I didn't really remember that much. Oh
my God, I'm even right. I'm trying not
to. I like to go into detail about how much this team sucks. Okay, so I can get fine. I'll go through this quickly. D-backs blew like a 5-run lead. It started off with Carson Kelly hitting an effing bomb. It was pretty cool. Then Gallen actually made his first appearance today. Only pitched 4 innings, but got like 10 strikeouts in those innings. So pretty cool for him. They're probably gonna pull like a effing. What?
Motherfucker.
Are y'all playing NHL or nothing. Something like that?
What the fuck?
You sure LaRusso Rojas is the D-backs manager? Because you pulled a picture after like 4 innings.
Well, I think they're going to pull some kind of Strasburg rule on him where, like, limit the. They're playing NHL. Okay. Let me try to finish this up real quick. So, they're going to pull probably a Strasburg rule on him. That's fine. I don't want him to get injured again. Mason, were you watching the game? Because you yelled out on the group chat, Seth Brown! Like that.
Wait, what did I say?
Seth Brown? Like, in like all caps. Yeah, because he effing crushed the ball.
You were just like, fuck Yoan Lopez.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't DFA'd him either. Matt Chapman took like 2 dumps on the team. Piscotty, my favorite player from the Athletics. He took a dump on the team. Ramon Laureano.
Yeah! God, give me a man!
So D-backs suck. That's all to say. They're gonna play tomorrow against the Nationals. Probably gonna lose to Max Scherzer. And I hate Ramon Laureano. So I think that's it.
You do shit fine. On purpose.
Fine. Ramon Laureano.
Ramen noodles.
Fine. How do you guys say his name then? How do you guys
Ramon.
Say his name?
Fucker.
Ramon.
Dude.
Ramon
is just to piss us off. Why are we giving it
him? Ramon?
Yeah.
Okay, Ramon Laureato.
God damn it.
Are you going to do the La Russa rant?
We can get this podcast what's over up? 30 minutes.
Mark. What'd you call Nicholas Castellanos?
Oh, yeah, I guess I missed the La Russa little rant.
Me?
Yeah, you said, like, Castellanos.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Nick Castellanos?
Castellanos.
No! Is Dave playing the effing Pittsburgh Penguins?
Alright, one more thing, Jaime. Alright, Jaime, can you do me a favor? Or Carson? Go through the weekend.
So weekend series? Okay, Carson, step aside. Know your effing place. dang it.
The biggest
okay, Carson,
series,
you go. Do you want to do like AL or like the NL? Like, what do you want to do? Okay, then let me get the NL ones ready. Carson.
Okay, you guys going to go or?
Yeah.
Are you gonna go?
Oh, I can name 3 off ready. The top of my head.
I'd say maybe like the Rays and Yankees tomorrow. I don't know.
That's a good matchup.
What's he doing?
Okay, I guess another maybe solid matchup will be the, let's see, Mets and Rockies, so the Mets will just crush home runs off the Rockies.
Joey Lucchesi pitching, and he's actually looked good. So.
Dodgers and Padres. That's going to be like, I swear to God, Dodgers fans are going to kill Padres fans in the parking lot again.
They have like all their aces lined up too, I think, to face them.
Like, I think Dave Roberts is like, no, Dave Roberts are like, oh, we're not worried about the Padres. Then move all their starters so that they play the Padres.
The Orioles and Rangers, dog shit versus dog shit Friday. Well, actually, the Orioles are cool, but fuck the Rangers.
What's his name from the Mariners, the first baseman? Jose Marmolejos.
You can pronounce his name, but not Ramon Laureano's.
Ramon Laureano?
Such a dick, man.
Oh, this is too good. Fine, I'll just go over all the series. Atlanta Braves, Chicago Cubs. Cubs are going to lose.
I said the good ones.
Let's see. Rays, Yankees. That'll be exciting. Cardinals, Phillies. White Sox and Red Sox. That
really sticks out, probably.
Yeah, one good team versus a average team. So.
Right, D-backs, Nationals. Some of these matchups are really bad. Like, there's only a few good ones. Like, actually, like, there's only like three good ones.
It's either the matchups are either like really good or like effing horrible.
Maybe.
Like D-backs and Nationals, like, excuse me.
Orioles and Rangers, this is just a tank battle.
Indians and Reds, battle of the white teams.
Cardinals, Phillies, Rays, Yankees.
Giants and Marlins.
Indians, Reds isn't that bad. It's going to be a boring fucker. Twins.
Yeah, hopefully Nelson Cruz is crushing another bombs and you get mad. The Buffalo Blue Jays at the Kansas City Royals. Bucks dugout versus Brewers fans. That's going to be interesting. Brewers fans explaining why it's okay to hit Contreras 8 times. Tigers and Athletics. Two poor teams, but for different reasons. Astros and Mariners. I don't know.
You're good.
Hey, don't you think it's weird how always fried chicken in Detroit, Zayden?
Any final...
Such a
cunt. I mean, go to hell.
Efremen Lorino.
Such a dick.
Quit. All right. We're done.
No, can you stay in the call so we can hear you guys yell at each other during NHL?
Yeah. Oh, fine.
Then we hear Zayden be like, "What are you doing? Who are you playing, Zayden? Are you playing Pittsburgh?"
So,
A good team, unlike Pittsburgh.
No, I was playing as Vegas. he was playing as Tampa. It was a heavyweight fight.
Do we say that for actually every game?
One of our best teams.
Coyotes and Panthers. What a good matchup. All right.
Yeah. Thank you for
Dick. Yeah, I use fucking Arizona and gave up 12 goals.
Panthers are good.
Sidney Crosby found dead in a ditch.
All right. Thank you for listening, MVP Baseball. Catch us Sunday night for a recap.
Hopefully our co-host can bring in guests like Tuxin and Mason.
Fuck you.
All right, thank you for listening. Catch us out Sunday.
You can leave now, Mason.
What the fuck? How are you still in here? What the fuck?
Let me take a picture of this.